Today's readings are about breaking down barriers and shredding preconceived boundaries. God asks a prophet named Ezekiel if a valley of dry human bones can be brought back to life. And Martha, the sister of Jesus' good friend Lazarus, she asks if her brother can be brought back to life. And then the singer of today's psalm asks, God, do you even hear us? Boundaries between death and life, barriers between us and God. Perhaps they are not as fixed as we have thought. As I reflected on this, I stumbled upon this poem from Rainer Maria Rilke, and I'd like to share it with you. He writes, "You, neighbor God, if sometimes in the night I rouse you with loud knocking, I do so only because I seldom hear you breathe. I know, you are alone. And should you need a drink, no one is there to reach to you, groping in the dark. Always I hearken, give but a small sign. I am quite near. Between us there is but a narrow wall, and by sheer chance, for it would take merely a call from your lips or from mine to break it down, and that without a sound. The wall is built of your images. They stand before you, hiding you like names, and when the light within me blazes high, that in my inmost soul I know you by, the radiance is squandered on their frames. And then my senses, which too soon grow lame, exiled from you, must go their homeless ways." The poet speaks of this narrow wall between us and God, suggesting that the one of power is actually quite alone. Yet, the poet says, all God has to do is say the word, "Give me but a small sign," and that we could be there in a heartbeat. We are actually quite near to each other, it turns out. And I believe this to be true. Quite near. So then what of this wall between us and the sacred? The poet writes, it is built of images, names, assumptions, things that humanity has put on the divine. Barriers, boundaries created by us about God, and they do not serve us well. So that even when something mysterious starts to happen in us, the poet recognizes that our wall of images, names, and assumptions that we have put upon God, that holds God apart from us, these things seem to reflect back at us, like our desire to meet mystery, to meet the holy, meets a void instead. And in despair, the poet writes, "And then my senses, which too soon grow lame, exiled from you, must go their homeless ways." This language is so rich and it feels so true. We can feel lame and exiled and homeless. But please hear, this is not the truth. Perhaps we've been afraid over the generations of what might happen if God were actually near. That she might judge us or be cruel. That he would tell us that we have not lived up to our potential. That God could somehow squash us like a bug, emotionally or even physically, I guess. And so we have chosen to make God out to be far from us. We have made God different from us, unable to touch us, really. Our lives won't be changed then we don't have to be different, because we don't want to be. That is, until a crisis comes. A prophet is faced with the death of his people. A woman is faced with the death of her brother. And then suddenly we want things that are beyond our power. We want things to be different. And we lift our hands to the heavens. And yet it seems that God is so distant, like they can't hear us or something. Only this wall is quite thin between us. And frankly, the wall is of our own making. Today's readings burst through this wall, breaking down barriers and shredding preconceived boundaries. What seems impossible is not. A God who seems distant is not. And all it takes is our voice, reaching out across the void, speaking our needs, entering a dialogue. I mean, that's what prayer is, speaking and listening. We can do that. But what about with each other? Between you and me in this community? Is this kind of exchange possible here? For a long time, people thought that trees couldn't talk to each other. They were individual lives doing their own individual things. If one suffered, they suffered alone. Now, of course, we know that this is not true. Trees share resources with each other. Even in their dying, nurse logs provide essential nutrients for existing trees to thrive. We've learned that fires are an important part of a tree community's health. As humans, we did not know this at first. We used to clear out all the dead wood. We would suppress forest fires at all costs. And in so doing, we created a far greater foundation for destruction. But we didn't know. So how are we with each other now? I think we're figuring out the tree thing. But what about the human thing? When we don't know something, when we don't understand a person, we can put protections in place that only fuel bigger fires down the road. And I'm not talking about our governor's protection plan to stay at home. I'm talking about our own interpersonal protection plans as we come down on different sides of how to handle this request from our governor. We are all beautiful and worthy trees standing together in this forest. But I fear that we are clearing out essential resources because we're afraid of fire. Some of us are afraid. Some of us are feeling cautious. And some of us feel unhindered. Some of us gather in large groups, some in smaller ones. And some are choosing to isolate. But in all this variety, we are still beautiful trees standing together in this forest. We are not isolated. The choices we make affect one another. And by clearing out and avoiding conversation with each other, the supposed dead wood of conflict, then our needs are not voiced. Our explanations are not heard. Our connections to each other are strained. And I'm worried this whole thing is going to go up in smoke and that life will be lost. And yet, there is another way. What if we stop putting images, names, and assumptions on each other? What if disagreement wasn't a barrier, but instead an invitation to dialogue? What if God actually figured, and I mean like intentionally putting it into the system, that God decided that our diversity, our differences of opinion, are actually what is going to make us strong and reliant and fireproof? Please, let us risk conversation. leaving declarations and isolation aside. Let us meet in the messy middle, learning to better trust each other, and then watching the amazing new life that can and will arise.